This is Angela Soph, and you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody. My name's Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and we have another great story view for you guys today. We've got Angela Soph on with us, and she's going to be telling us all about her life. She's done some cool stuff, lived in some interesting places, and, of course, is an amazing singer-songwriter musician whose music we're going to get to sample here a little bit later on. So that's coming up in a second, but first let me kind of give you the sort of lowdown on the hoedown here. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often for more great artist stories like Angela's today that you're going to hear, and a whole bunch of others. We've been meeting a lot of really cool people, and it's a lot of fun. You want to check it out. Also, you do not want to miss our weekly hard rock and metal show. We do that live on Facebook every Monday evening with my co-hosts Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio and Keith the Hawk Hawkins chiming in all the way from New Orleans. It's a good time. We take a few libations and play some great music and chat with you guys live on Facebook and always pick a cool topic. It's a lot of fun. So you can get all the information about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Now, my guest today is an Americana singer, songwriter, and musician. She's the lead singer and songwriter with the award-winning Angela Soph Band. Hence the name Angela Soph, based in the Pacific Northwest. Her latest album, Second Wind, is a result of a darkness into light narrative. It marks a brave return to music. I don't want to read too much of that because I want Angela to tell her story in her own words. Angela, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Okay, so you have an interesting background. You have cultural upbringing in Asia. Were you born there?
I was not. No, I was born in Chicago. Okay. And when I was a little kid, my family moved from the United States to China, Hong Kong, China.
Okay.
Yep. And then from there, about a year later, we moved to Manila, capital of the Philippines. And then I lived there until I went to college.
Oh, wow. So what kind of influence then does that sort of bring to your artistic endeavors? How does that inform that?
That's a good question, because I actually had never heard of Americana or folk or bluegrass ever. My training was classical. I was trained as a classical pianist growing up, and that was my intent, was to study classical piano. I was a piano performance major when I got to college.
Okay.
So, it all took a different path, of course, obviously. But that was my background, because, you know, that was sort of the world I was immersed in, was, classical training and studying the early composers. So that's where it started.
I assume then you were like taking piano lessons off of different piano teachers. Were in China or in the Philippines?
Both.
Okay.
When I was very small, yeah, I had this piano teacher in Hong Kong that I would walk through this like squatter village down into her flat twice a week. I was terrified. I was only, 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
But that was the beginning of my piano, the intensity with which my mom, she was the driving force behind all of it. And she really, really got me into it. And so I started performing when I was a little bit older and competed and did some fun stuff with it. So I felt like it really gave me a good background as far as theory goes and, song structure and form.
Yeah.
And I really studied it quite in depth, even when I got to college. So I feel like that was a really good background for me.
Were you like really into it, or did you have to really kind of be pushed to practice? Because my parents did the same thing. We had to start on piano. My sister really embraced it, but I was not really all about the piano. So how was it for you?
Yeah, I did a lot of, there were a lot of tears at the piano. I cried and cried, and I would hide under my bed. I didn't want to go. In fact, okay, so funny side story.
Okay.
When I would go to my piano lessons when I lived in Hong Kong, My mom would give me money. She would bribe me, and she said I could buy a like an ice cream on the way home. And so I would walk past and I would get this ice cream, and then I would go into this Buddhist temple. And I'm not Buddhist, I come from a Mormon background, but I would go into this little temple and I would burn incense to my favorite god, praying that I wouldn't have to take piano lessons anymore.
Oh my god.
But the god never answered my prayers because I had to keep going. But I had kind piano teachers from, you know, after we moved away, and they were very nurturing, and I really did cultivate a sense of like love for the music, and I started composing and, you know, making my little songs and things like
okay,
that.
Okay, let's so this is what I want to get to. So, were you listening to any? Were you hearing any like pop music at the time, or because you said you didn't even know what Americana or bluegrass was?
No, I didn't know anything about American folk music. Of course, there was, you know, Filipino folk music and world music that I studied, but I mean, I'm going to reveal some nerdiness on my part. You know, we were pretty nerdy as a family. We listened to a lot of, like, you know, Enya and Yanni and like UB40, kind of that stuff. You know, there was some Depeche Mode from my brother when he was like, because he was older than me. And so I would listen to his, you know, his U2 stuff and his REM. So I was highly influenced by, you know, my parents, like their, you know, 70s, you know, Simon and Garfunkel sounds. And then there was just a ton of like new age, you know, stuff.
Okay, because I see, because you left music and now you're back. But when do you stop with the music and then leave? So give us like sort of like timeline. What happens where you go like, okay, I'm done with this music thing?
Yeah. Okay. So I ended up not studying classical piano in college, and I toured with a bunch of folk bands, and I really loved it. It was like a very fun outlet for me that wasn't so intense. But then I really felt like I wanted to do something that was just mine, you know, like a solo thing, because I'd done a ton of collaborative work and songwriting with different mentors and bands. So I found out I was expecting a baby, and I wanted to have this album of mine come out before I really got into like having kids and raising a family. So I put out my first record halfway through my second pregnancy. And that felt like really good and liberating, but I really didn't do anything with it. Like, it was just an expression. It wasn't, right. I didn't promote it. I didn't. And I moved across the country. I moved to Washington, D.C. And at that point, there was, you know, another baby on the way, and my husband was in grad school, and I couldn't imagine doing everything I was doing and music.
Yeah.
And so I like emotionally just locked it away in a box, and I decided I wasn't going to do music. It was too painful to like try to be a mom and do music at the same time. It like, I felt like I had to choose, even though now my perspective is different. But at the time, I felt very compartmentalized. So I dropped it. Like, I really just decided I'm not going to do this anymore, and it's a thing in the past. And that was like 8 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. And then, you know, I don't know if you want me to get into why I picked it back up again, but...
Oh, yes. Yes, and then we're going to play your song, Rocks, but yes.
Okay,
please tell us why.
Tell me why. all right, well, it is a long story, but just to make it really short, I had a faith crisis that I went through sort of suddenly, unexpectedly, where I felt like I needed to make a change in my life, and leaving the faith of my family and my culture has been extremely difficult, and just faced a lot of like self-doubt and a lot of just anxiousness and depression kind of came over me. And as an outlet, it was completely unintentional, but I had no other way to grieve than to start writing music again. And I just picked up my guitar and dusted it off and started, you know, I bought a piano because I'd sold my piano, and I started just playing, and it was really therapeutic. And out of this whole time came tons of music that I think had just kind of been there, you know, locked up for a long time. And it was probably, I don't know, maybe a few months after realizing that I had all this music that I was like, oh, I should like play with a band. So I started, you know, playing again and just locally, and it's just grown from there. And then I've been, you know, I've been working with some really amazing, you know, producers and musicians, and just felt like, wow, this is something that I think not only is it good for my soul, but I've realized that there are thousands of other people out there that are just like me,
yeah,
that are going through something really rough, and they need to feel that there's someone that understands, or that there is hope for when you feel stuck or you feel like you can't pursue what you want. Like, you actually can. You're your own prison walls, you know, your own mind is what's preventing you from taking those steps, and nothing is really holding you back. It's just in your own way you've decided that you can't pursue what you want to.
I got you.
So
we're gonna play the song Rocks. I love this song. When I saw the title of it, I was like, okay, what is this going to be about? And I listened to it and listened to it and listened to it. And I, you know, every time I come back to it, I am really blown away, because what happened with me was I was thinking exactly what you say in the song, like, for been thinking this for like a while now, you know. And I'm like, you know, when I saw the title song, I was like, okay, Rocks. Okay, what's this going to be about? And I heard a song, I was like, Jaw on Floor, you know, like, kind of like, it was kind of like the, you know, like, it was the one of those moments you get like a message from the universe, you know, it was kind of like one of those things. So this is a great song, guys. I want you guys to check this out. Absolutely. Well, the music is stunningly beautiful, great production, great vocals, but the lyrics we need to hear this. This is something that people need to pay attention to. So listen, maybe take a couple of notes. This is Rocks, Angela Soph on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
About it. We like to throw rocks at the people who don't see the world in the way we do. I don't know why.
Okay, that is a just a lovely, like, amazing track. Was this something that kind of came from your sort of grief and the sort of struggle that you went through, or is this just a sort of like an adjunct kind of idea that sort of came to you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. This was at the very, I would say, this is like the bedrock, no pun intended, right, of my journey, because this was actually the first song that I wrote.
Okay, what I want you to do then is I want to take a little step back, okay? And I think you should give us a little more detail about the grief and about kind of what happened, because mm-hmm. I'm sort of feeling like we need to fill in a few blanks. So if you want to kind of mm-hmm. venture a little bit into that, to what you feel comfortable sharing,
go
ahead, okay?
Yeah, sure. Well, I had just moved to a new city and I didn't have any friends. And I didn't know anyone, and I felt very isolated. I had three little kids, and like I said, I was just pulling my instruments out of the depths of closets, and I stood boxes everywhere. And in fact, our mattress was still on the floor. And I remember just feeling like, if I let anybody know what I was feeling, that I would be judged and ridiculed. And when I did, you know, and I received some pushback or I received some criticism, I think I wasn't emotionally strong enough to handle it. Like I don't think that I had really ever felt like I knew myself, like I knew who I was. I was always just kind of this carbon copy of the women or the people that I wanted to be like, or that I was told I should be like.
Yeah.
And so I had no real sense of self or identity. And so when criticisms came at me, I didn't have a backbone to handle it. I didn't know how to handle it. And I felt extremely judged. And a lot of that was like self-imposed. But what I did was I remember this one night I took my guitar into my room, the mattress is still on the floor, and I just sat there and this song just kind of like was like a download. It was weird. I wrote it in about 20 minutes and it just came out, and it was like almost handed to me. And that sounds really weird because I'm not actually religious anymore. but I feel like there was this download sort of feeling.
Yeah.
And it just came right out. And I felt, even now, I feel like when I hear this song, like, it's a reminder to me when I catch myself judging other people or myself to just be a little bit softer and a little kinder and give more space and more room for everyone to be who they are, and not cast those stones at yourself or anyone else, because you really don't know what's going on. So wow. That's the background.
That's beautiful. So now we have the Angela Soph Band. What is the Angela Soph Band? What is going on? What's coming up? Great track. Is this I forget. Is this a EP, full length? What's happening?
Yeah. So this is a full album. Okay. And I perform with the Angela Soph Band, but the album is mine.
Gotcha.
So they're awesome. I have some awesome musicians that just kind of pal around with me when I need them. So we are actually having a release party show in Yakima, Washington. So if you're anywhere near Seattle or Central Washington, it's April 21st. It's also an art celebration, like a local celebration. Is going to be like food truck and wine and beer and art show and all kinds of fun stuff going on that night. But this is our kickoff for our Northwest tour. So I'm heading out this summer, May, June, July, to do some shows in the Northwest and also in Utah. So that's where we're headed. It'll be fun.
Sounds like a good time. And how are you juggling this with a family?
Well, my kids are watching cartoons downstairs right now.
But I mean, going on a tour, like, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's been tricky, and it's not. This is another thing that I feel like is something I misunderstood. I thought that in order to be a musician, you had to dedicate, you know, 3 or 4 months of your life being gone, and I just thought it wouldn't work. But when I say tour, what I mean is, you know, every weekend for the next few months, I have a show.
Gotcha.
So I'm not on the road that whole time.
Gotcha.
And that's the only way I can do it, because, you know, you can't be just like everybody else. You have to find what works for you. So for me, that's all I can do. And a lot of times my kids come along, or, you know, they're at friends' houses, and I just make it work and do the best I can.
Of course.
So,
of course. Great. That's absolutely, and that's what you got to do. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up the podcast? Why don't you go ahead and like plug like your website and stuff too while you're at it?
Yeah. So, you can find me at angelasof.com. On there you can find all the music from before, from my past life, from my bluegrass life. and then I'm on Facebook, Angela Soap Band, and Instagram, Angela Soap Band. So you can follow. I'm now on Spotify. I'm like rediscovering all these new platforms that are pretty cool. I feel like I'm doing things backwards a little bit, like I'm living my early 20s in my 30s now, but that's okay. That's okay too. You know, you work with what you've got. And so anyway, it's really fun. I'm having a great time. So come follow me. It'd be great.
Excellent. And that website again is angelasof.com. And Soff is SOFFE.
Yep.
Just so you guys know out there. So Angela, thanks so much for being with us today. Can you hang out for a minute? I need to do a little business with you after I wrap up the podcast. You got a minute?
Sure.
Awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. All right, guys. Angela Soff was our guest today. Great story and beautiful song. I highly recommend that you get to your wherever you consume music and get the song and crank it up, because it's just something we all needed to hear. When I heard that song, I was like, oh, somebody who's like really saying something that, like, I think that like a kind of a healing words is kind of how I viewed it. So it's a great track. AngelaSoff.com. Check everything out there on Facebook, Angela Soff Band, and all the other social media places. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. One more time, our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check back often for more stories about great artists and great music as well. It was a great day, and I appreciate everybody checking it out. Please patronize Angela any way that you can, and same way with Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Remember, guys, when you share the podcast, you know, you see it prop up on social media, you hit that little share button. That it isn't about the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It's about the great artists that we've been featuring here over the past almost 5 years now. Getting the word out about that, because these are the artists that, you know, everybody says, where's the great music? The great music is not on necessarily on the radio and on TV. It's on places like the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So if you care about great music, you want to get the word out. Sharing is caring. Please share it around to everybody that you know. It's been a lot of fun. Angela is a lovely person, a great singer-songwriter, and it was my pleasure to have her on today. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Remember, guys, no matter where you go, if you're in Asia, or if you're in Chicago, or in the great North Woods, or you, my friend, yes, you are the revolution. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll catch you on the next podcast.